Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. I'm your host, Joanna DeVoe, and this is a happy, hippie place where magic with a K meets the law of attraction.
Hi, thanks for joining me for the 20th episode of Hippie Witch, magic for a new age. And seeing as this is the 20th episode, I wanted to mark the occasion by upping my game a little bit and thought that I would try my hand at a live call-in show. So, of course, I'm nervous because I've never done a live call-in show before. So just as I'm, you know, rounding the corner here on my 20th show and feeling very comfortable talking to you all live, which took some time, I need to make myself uncomfortable again, you know, and take it to the next level. So I thought it'd be fun. I went through the archives of all the episodes I've done so far, and I thought it'd be fun to revisit the most popular episode, which by far and away was an episode I did called Guided Magic, Finding Your Soul's Purpose. And I put that in the resource list back at the Blog Talk Radio page if you're listening to this on iTunes. And if you're listening to this on iTunes, yay! Welcome to all of my new iTunes listeners, for people who have found me on iTunes. Thank you so much for writing to me, those of you who have written to me and told me that you found me through iTunes. I'm very excited to finally get the show on iTunes, which was the whole purpose in doing this show. It only took me like 18 weeks to get there. And thank you to all of you who have stood by me this entire time, from Major Arcana TV to Kick-Ass Switch and now here at Hippie Witch. Also in the resource list, I included a video that I did, what did I call it? Something Dharma and Finding Your Soul's Purpose, something like that. I did a video and a radio show around the same time on this subject, and it's clearly a subject that hits a nerve with people. We all want, to be on our path. We want to have lives that feel meaningful to us, whether that is, you know, the career that we have, the job that we have. If we don't have a job, something that fulfills us, being a parent. I don't think that your purpose in life necessarily has to make money. I think a lot of people, you know, have deep, meaningful purposes that don't have anything to do with money. It could be being an inspiring athlete. You could be a person that has a physical disability that you have overcome, and you know, now you do some kind of racing and you inspire other people to overcome their challenges. You could just be an amazing friend, that person that, you know, fills other people's hearts up with joy. They're happy to see you. You always make them feel better for having seen you. There's a lot of different ways to live your purpose, and I think our focus is always on money in our career, and I think that's awesome. I feel like part of my purpose is doing Kick-Ass Switch and this podcast, which is a part of that. I definitely feel on fire in this venue. But I also think being a mother to my son is part of my purpose. So I think we also can have multiple purposes, and I can feel myself starting to go off on tangents here. So I asked you all to submit questions or to call in today, and I don't want to gobble up all 30 minutes of the time that I have here. It's not a lot of time. So I will tell you the call-in number. I will answer a few questions people wrote in to me and then take a few calls. And then if I have time afterwards, I will ramble on about finding your soul's purpose. Otherwise, if we run out of time, you can just go back and listen to that old episode or watch that video. And the call-in number today is 347-996-3012. And I will take calls in a little bit. But first, I'm going to get to a few people who wrote in their questions. And the first one is Robin from Facebook. Hi, Robin. Robin wrote to me. She says, I have been studying religion since I was 14. I will be 25 next month, and I'm still unsure where I am going spiritually. I am a natural healer and have been told by a Reiki friend and my Native American friend that I can pull out their pain, but I guess I still have doubts. I was not raised in a religious household, but it was still a negative environment. My families were all out to get each other. My family members were all out to get each other instead of working together as a unit. I am a mother of two girls now and am trying to raise them in a positive way. How can I use the law of attraction in everyday life of child rearing? And I would like to start teaching my girls in a pagan way. So this is like a multifaceted question. And I will try to round it all up into the theme of finding your soul's purpose. And the first thing that pops into my mind when reading your question, Robin, is wounded healer. Have you ever heard of a wounded healer? Most people that get into healing vocations do so because they first got on that path by trying to heal their own wounds. So maybe their wounds from family, which is where most of us get at least our original wounding from. And that's certainly what brought me to my interest in nutrition and psychology, trying to heal myself. And then now I'm out in the world trying to share what I've learned and help other people by being of service, teaching about nutrition and psychology and spirituality. And that seems to be where you are now at that beginning point, just because you mentioned your family issues and maybe some of that needs some healing. And then with knowing that you have a talent for healing, pulling pain from another person's body, that sounds like a pretty beautiful gift to me, as long as you can learn to release it yourself so that you don't go around taking on everyone else's pain and then inadvertently causing health problems for yourself. And I know there's a lot of different techniques that you can learn to be able to do that. I recommend doing a Google search on the term wounded healer and maybe looking up Carolyn Mace's work. You actually spell Mace, M-Y-S-S. And looking up her work on archetypes, I think that you might find some interesting threads there that you can follow in terms of finding your way on to your path, if your path is being a healer. And I think being a mother is being a healer. I think that being a mother doesn't get the full credit that it deserves these days. Mothers are the healers, the life givers, the nurturers of the world. And I think it's high time that we start honoring that again. And I think the way that we start honoring that is to honor ourselves as mothers and to recognize that we are already healers. Just in having a child, in giving birth to a new life and being responsible for that life, you already are a healer. So I feel that that's a wonderful place to put your focus now because you're already there, and working with raising two healthy, happy girls is a beautiful place to start developing your talents as a healer and maybe even a teacher. Children are already so tuned into nature and so playful. So as far as introducing them to paganism goes, which you also mentioned, I really can't think of a better way than just very simply celebrating the wheel of the year and taking time out every 6 weeks or so, you know, to do some decorating for the changing seasons, to maybe get some magic going on in the kitchen or the garden, just baking and talking about the weather, what's going on outside now that we're having another turn of the wheel, and, you know, maybe making some season related craft projects together and just talking about the time of year that you find yourself in as the wheel is turning. The next one we have coming up is the autumn equinox, so maybe you want to start there. And again, if you don't know about the wheel of the year, that's an easy Google search, or go into Amazon and find some books on the wheel of the year. Ellen Dugan has a great book called The Season of Witchery, Seasons of Witchery, which I think is just a really fun, sweet book. She's just an unpretentious, friendly writer. She just feels like a friend who's talking to you. So that might be a fun place to look. There's a book called Circle Around, I think, that is geared toward parents who want to raise pagan children, kids with an earth-based path. And I just started a thing on Major Arcana TV. I don't know if you've found that YouTube channel. It's an old YouTube channel that I still make videos for every now and then. And I've started something recently called Sunday School with Joe, where I'm trying to teach kids about earth-based spirituality in the same fun way that I learned when I went to Sunday school as a kid. And you also mentioned the law of attraction, and this is another thing that is actually easier to explain to kids than it is to most adults. And in its simplest form, the law of attraction can be explained as like attracts like, and that means that a smile will attract a smile, a good mood will, you know, create more good moods, and a happy mother will raise happy children. So this is also a perfect opportunity to lead by example and to practice self-care. So working on healing your own issues and making yourself happy, you know, being the one peaceful note in what may otherwise be a tumultuous family, your daughters will pick up on that because kids are like sponges and they pick up on what you do and who you are way more than what you say. So, yeah, my answer to you is to focus on healing yourself as the first step to being a healer and setting a loving, happy, playful tone for your children to build on. And then right there, you're living your purpose. Being a good mom, a mom who inspires happiness in her children, is being of service to the world. You're planting seeds that will grow into who knows what kind of beauty. And those little girls are in your care now, but they will, you know, grow into women soon enough, and how you raise them will eventually have everything to do with how they turn out in the world and what they put out into the world. So who knows? Maybe you're raising a whole family of healers, three witchy women at the beginning of a very beautiful story. And don't forget to look up the wounded healer, or maybe even just the healer archetype, because I think there will be many answers there for you. And I'm looking at the time now, and I feel myself trying to talk fast because I have a couple more questions, and I haven't even taken a live caller yet, and it's already 12:12. I don't know if 30 minutes is enough for a live show. Let me do one more question here and then see if I can take a live caller. And maybe if I run out of time, I'll just have to do another show tomorrow. Okay. Phoebe from Facebook writes, I've always thought of myself as a writer, a storyteller. I quit my boring job as an insurance agent in order to work on my writing. And guess what happened? Little to no writing. I've spent time volunteering to see if I have other untapped interests to no avail. I love helping people, but what I was doing wasn't really helping in the long run, more like plugging a leak in a larger issue. I feel thwarted and blocked by what I don't know. Any thoughts on removing and working with blocks? Yes, I have lots of thoughts on that. Writer's block. As a writer myself, you have my deepest empathy, Phoebe. And really, writer's block is a cliche for a reason. All cliches are, and writer's block is one of the biggies. And it's usually just about fear, you know, fear of not being good enough, fear of having nothing to say, fear of a blank piece of paper. And I have a really annoying piece of advice for you, and that is to write. Writers write. So you've got to make a commitment to yourself and to this calling by sitting down to write every single day. You don't have to write well. You don't even have to write coherently. Just write. Write every single day. Set aside a committed time alone to write and trust that if writing is truly your calling, and if it is really what your soul wants to do, your subject will find you. In fact, here's an idea. Write about feeling stuck. I think that that would not only be cathartic for you, but it could potentially help others who also feel stuck. And then there you go. You're off and running with being a writer and being of service. You said that you love helping other people, and this could be a great way to combine the two. And if you really want to get ambitious, you might want to start a free blog and just challenge yourself to post something every day. You could call it Getting Unstuck and write one daily tip for getting unstuck in life or in writing, and find your own unique way of removing blocks and then sharing them with other people. And maybe one day your tip will only be one simple sentence long. And then maybe some days you'll find that you're off to the races and an inspiring epic length blog post ends up coming out. And maybe if you do that enough times, you may find that you have enough material to eventually fill an entire book. Who knows? Stranger things may happen, and I believe we all have access to the infinite wisdom that is the source and the divine. So I really just think it's a matter of sitting down and intending to tap into that and letting that flow. So I'm going to see if I have a caller. The number, again, is 347-996-3012. Let me see. Has anybody called me? Oh, my gosh. There's callers. Oh, no. I'm not going to have enough time for this. I'm going to have to do this. I will do this again tomorrow, guys. I had no idea so many of you were going to call in. Let's see who this first person is. 4107, or let's just say 410. Hello, are you there?
I'm here. How are you?
I'm good. Who is this?
This is Kathy.
Hi, Kathy.
Hi.
Do you have a question or a statement that you wanted to make today about finding your soul's purpose?
Yeah. Are you going to tell me what it is?
Oh, I don't know. I don't claim to be a guru. I'm just very opinionated, and I like to talk.
Oh, is that what it is? Oh, I thought you were going to tell me.
I will try. What do you have going on?
I'm a Reiki healer.
Oh. So
I
you
make
are
jewelry. Still working.
Yeah. What kind of work do you do?
I'm in IT.
Oh, okay. So that's really different than being a healer and a jewelry maker.
Mm-hmm.
And are you looking to quit your job maybe and do something more creative?
Someday retire. Yeah.
Yeah. Gosh, there's so many women that seem drawn to the Reiki and the jewelry making. We're such creative creatures that way. What is it about Reiki that drew you to that?
I'm not sure. I just saw it one day and wanted to do it.
Is it?
I think I was
that
a healer in my previous life.
Oh, yeah? Wow. Mm-hmm. Is that something you combine with the jewelry then?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Now I am.
And you put that energy into the jewelry?
Right.
I think that's a beautiful idea. Do you have a business that you're doing online that you're putting that out there? Is it something?
Not yet.
So you're not sure if that's your calling? It's just something you like, or you want that to be your calling?
No, I guess that will be. I guess it will be my calling.
Yeah, I think if you feel that you're being of service, and it's truly something that you love. To me, the secret to finding your calling is finding that thing that you would do if money was no object, if you didn't have to work a job, if money and time were no object, what would you do with yourself purely for the pleasure of it? And then if you can combine that with a way of being of service, maybe of something that people repeatedly compliment you on, like jewelry, for example. If your friends are constantly saying you're so talented, your jewelry's so beautiful, you know, those are both huge signposts that you're on your path. And I think it's incredible that you combine the two. I think it's just a matter of, I think you feel hesitant or unsure, perhaps. I like sense some kind of hesitation in you, so maybe just dive in.
No, it's just starting. I'm just starting to do that now, combine it, because I've been in business for 6 years.
Oh, okay. What's your business? What's the name of it? Can we look it up?
Beat It.
Beat It?
So, S-O.
Okay. I think you're onto something. I think I know my audience would love Reiki-infused jewelry. I think just it's a matter of, you know, setting up a simple shop on Etsy if you haven't done that already, because they have such a great marketplace with people that are already into something like that.
Right, yeah.
And then clearly in your marketing materials or in your description, clearly emphasizing that you are using Reiki to infuse the jewelry. I think that's a beautiful concept. I love it.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm on my path.
I hope so. It sounds beautiful to me.
Uh-huh. Well, thank you.
Keep me posted. Yeah. Go to my Facebook page when you get a link up and post it so we can all go check it out. I would love to see what you're doing.
Okay, I'll do that. I'm going to make a special line for just the Reiki.
Oh, I think that's an incredible idea. Maybe find a way to incorporate that into the title of it, too, so people know that it's healing of some kind.
I have
another.
Well, thank you.
Thank you so much. Have a good day.
Bye.
Hello, 814. This is probably the last call I can take because I've got 10 more minutes. Who am I talking to?
Hello.
Hello.
This is me. Hi.
Hi. I'm sorry I didn't get your name.
This is Amy.
Hi, Amy.
Hi.
Hi. What's going on?
My question is, I had a job interview a couple weeks ago, and I'm calling to see kind of if you feel that this is something that will happen for me.
What's the job?
It's actually it's an administrative position for a state hospital for the business section of it's for the whole business section of the hospital.
Is that something I think probably you could answer that better for me? Is it something that you're excited about and that you feel turned on by, or is it something that you're not feeling sure of?
It's something that I really want, and I've worked there, but I'm kind of upset because the rumor mill's going around down there that one of the men down there, that's only rumor, but people are saying that the one man that's head of human resources is going to get it. Now, I have, like, all the budgeting experience that they're looking for, but that doesn't mean that.
Oh, I see. You know what? I feel that this is a really prime opportunity to, and I'm not saying this is an easy thing to do, but I think it's a great opportunity to give it up to the divine and let spirit be your guide. And to, I don't know who you pray to or if you pray, but to, you know, connect with who or what it is that you pray to and believe in, to tap into source energy and your divine and say, I give this up to you. If this is my purpose, if this is my calling, it will be for me. And if this is not my purpose, if this is not the perfect job for me, I know the perfect job is there for me and that you will guide me to it. I think sometimes when you want something so bad, two things can happen. You can either end up getting it for yourself just by sheer will and then find out that it wasn't indeed for you and it wasn't your soul's purpose and that you will end up being unhappy in that position, or that you'll just push it away just out of a sense of grasping too tightly, you know, like when you squeeze a piece of soap and it ends up like flying out of your hand because you've squeezed too hard.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that sometimes putting trust in your higher self or in your guides, it can be a relief. And then you don't spend your time worrying and pushing the very thing that you most want away. And for me, just listening to you for, you know, a few seconds about this, I just feel like a lot of worry and stress and maybe already going into a place of blame or justifying why this person isn't as good for the job as you may be. And that may be true, but it also may be true that it's yours, that you already have the job and it's on its way to you. So I would say don't spoil that enjoyment and pleasure. Imagine yourself in the position and then just put that little, you know, amendment on the end that this or something better is on its way to me and I trust the universe to bring me to my calling and to the perfect job for me. And just putting faith in the divine. Does that resonate with you at all?
Yeah, I've been asking for that. It's just I'm so unhappy where I'm currently at. It's kind of pushed me down, you know, so far.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I do. I can be a little bit of a, I don't know, Pollyanna about that stuff. I think that I don't know why you're unhappy in the job that you're in now. And I know I only have a couple minutes, so I can't get too deeply into that. But I think that if you can find a way to find the gift in the job that you have now, no matter what it is, even if it's only just it pays my bills. I hate everything else about it, but it pays my bills. If you can just focus on that with the intention that like attracts like, so whatever you focus on, you get more of. Focus on everything that you like about it, just that one coworker that you like, or that you have a comfortable chair, or that you're in air conditioning, anything that you can find that you enjoy about that job, I would focus on that and continually practice being in a state of gratitude for whatever small thing you can find to be grateful for, and say, and I intend to find a job that has more of this and more things that I love. And this is a temporary job, and I'm thankful for this temporary position, but I know there's something better out there for me. And then just hold that intention with gratitude and love, and know that the next thing, a better thing is on its way to you.
Okay.
I hope you get the job, Amy, or something better.
Okay, thank you.
Have a beautiful day.
Okay,
guys, I have literally 4 minutes, and I didn't get to talk about my friend Sandy. I saw a whole bunch of you are on the line just now, which is a total surprise because I was begging people to call in on Facebook. So I'm going to do another show tomorrow. I will be here tomorrow at the same time at noon. If you called in and I didn't get to you, I am so sorry. If you want to call back tomorrow, I will do this again tomorrow. And I will get to my friend Sandy of Patchwork Pinnacles at patchworkpinnacles.blogspot.com because she has some interesting things to say, a cool tip that I think might be helpful for those of us trying to find our way onto our path. And, wow, what a surprise this was. This went by so fast. I wish I had a whole hour to sit here and talk with you guys, so... Yeah, we're going to double it up this week, and I'm going to do another show tomorrow to talk to y'all. And I just want to say, in general, in terms of finding your life's path and your soul's purpose, it might not feel easy or simple. You may spend a lot of time in limbo, but to me, it really is a simple formula, and that is to ask yourself, what do you love doing? What would you do if time and money was no issue? What would you do with yourself if you had all the time and all the money in the world, just purely for the pleasure of it? And then conversely, what is it that other people consistently, like repeatedly, thank you for or compliment you on? Because that is a clue of how you can be of service. So then you take that thing that people consistently thank or compliment you on, you take that and you combine it with what it is you love to do, and the chances are they're probably one in the same. Because if you love doing something, you're probably very good at it because you've done it a lot. If you can combine those two things, you're going to find a way to be of service. And I think that all callings, every soul's purpose is about being of service and being in love with your life and being in love with what you're doing. So if it feels good, if it feels like love, if it feels like being of service, I'm pretty sure you're on the right path. I will talk to you all tomorrow at noon. Please call back if you hung up on me. I'm so sorry. The time flew by so fast. Much love. Peace.